physics, in chemistry, there needs to be balance to the equation. Where there's imbalance, there is balance. Where there is dark, there is light. Okay, that is the duality of life. It's called the opposition in all things. There needs to be opposition in all things that we might learn by our experience. What we have is something that is very, very bad. And that's what's happened and what I just explained. We have a technology that has been mindfully infused into us, and now in our water, in our foods, in our soils, and in our air. So everyone has been transfected with this graphene oxide.
Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Matt Hazen, who's the CEO behind Masterpiece, which is what everybody's talking about, the zeolite detox, plasma. We're going to dive really into this product. And then I have Dr. Robert Young, who's going to really dive into details. I heard some stuff today I've never knew about. And I just sat back and was like, wow, he just taught me some things. And I think some of the things he's going to talk about is probably you've never heard about either. And very interesting conversation. This Masterpiece product is detoxing people's blood, the heavy metals out of your blood, the microplastics, but the graphene oxide. In their first initial trial, they're seeing a little bit over 70% after 90 days. They have another trial that is starting, and it was going to be 24 people, but they expanded it to 48 people. So it's going to be a little bit broader and more complete. And there's other independent labs around the world that were also looking at this product and seeing is what they're saying true. And things are coming out as being true. La Quinta, Columna, they looked at the product under a microscope. They've created 9 videos saying everything that they've said so far from what we have tested is true. And so they want to see more of these results as well. People are looking for solutions. That is the goal here, is we have some serious issues and people are looking for solutions. I'm one of those. And so I think everybody needs to put their egos aside and figure this out and say, well, maybe I don't quite understand everything. And why are the labs results coming out the way they are? Same with quantum energy and frequency of people. Just maybe you don't quite understand it, because why are the results coming out the way they are? And when I'm talking about, I work with Leela, who has quantum work, and they have over 60 now studies that were peer-reviewed with placebo, with really respectable institutions, independent studies done all the right way. And it's proving things through results. And people don't understand the technology. So at first they say, oh, it's all BS, I don't believe it. And then they see the results and they're like, okay, well, maybe I just don't understand it. And that I need to grow and understand and learn, because the results are what they are. And we gotta grow and learn and understand. In the case of Leela, there are thousands of scientists now, and it's incredible how many people are jumping on trying to figure this stuff out, and the results are amazing. And when it comes to this product, Masterpiece, we're seeing the same thing. People are coming in hordes, they're feeling better, and the results are coming in. There's such thing as placebo. So are people taking this product to detox and feeling so much better because of placebo? I don't think so, because I've tried so many different things. And for me, it's like, okay, well, what is it? Especially about sleeping better and gaining just being able to just sleep less. I'm getting up earlier, I'm going to bed later, and I'm not as tired. So I don't know. I'm going to keep doing this, but I don't think that's placebo. And with the trial results that have come in, it's amazing. So I'm going to have the link below for you. You can also go to sarahwestall.com under shop and you can see it. It's not that expensive. It's $52.99 for a 2-month supply, which for what it is not expensive. So I really hope you check it out. And I hope you listen to this whole show. It's really long, but really informative. And I just got to say that. And I'm going to keep it as one. It's really important. It might be one of the more most important shows I've done. There's a lot of important shows I've done, but it is up there with one of the most important. So let's get into this. It's not really a conversation, as you'll see as they're going on. And not really, it's just you'll see as you go on. It's great though. So let's get into this with Matt Hazen and Dr. Robert Young. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the program.
Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're joining me. We will also have Dr. Robert Young joining us soon. He got tied up in something, but he'll be here in a I don't know how long, but soon. And so but you're the CEO of Masterpiece. And so it is good to have you here as well. So can you talk to me about what Masterpiece is and why you, at a high level, and then we'll dive into more, why you decided to do this?
Okay. Masterpiece is an all-natural product that involves a lava mineral, which a lot of people have heard of zeolite before, as well as marine plasma, which is the healthiest part of the ocean. And it's a match made in heaven. The company name is Human Consciousness Support. And it tells you a lot about what's a Masterpiece specific job and hopefully duty can get accomplished there. We're trying to support the consciousness of humanity as well as provide a product that kind of depoisons people. So it's been a very interesting last couple of years. I think I'm living in some fairy tale world. Things are so amazing. There's countless people out of 60 plus countries that are feeling better, experiencing a higher quality emotional state of being, the kind of things that happen if they were being depoisoned from all these unnatural, harmful, biohazardous, forever chemicals and everything else that we always hear about in heavy metals. So, yeah, I am just a very normal guy, highly curious about all things, question everything. And I happened to be looking around the world about 3 years ago and knew a lot of people that were living healthy lifestyles, different type of dietary habits, and everything that they could to try to maintain their health and holistic well-being. And it didn't appear like anybody had the best magic bullet. The answer wasn't out there. It looked like everybody was health was declining, and that's why we basically, I thought to myself, whatever needs to be here to help isn't here yet. And that is that kind of set me off into a lot of thinking, a lot of investigating, researching. I had a partner with me that was that we were trying to make what hadn't been made yet. And so, you know, it became a mission, a journey. And we ended up catching all the most amazing experts and scientists and people that understand nano formulations and whatnot that have come aboard and have helped out in all this. And what we've come away with is something really special.
That's yeah, okay. That is great. Now, Dr. Robert Young, I'm glad you joined us. We're going to dive into some real detailed stuff about the product. Is he here? Can you hear me?
I can
There you
hear you.
are. Excellent.
Yes.
Were you on with Christopher James before this?
I was talking to Christopher James. I had an emergency. I apologize. It was family related, so
Oh
I
no,
had to
that's
take
no problem.
that. So So I'm back here, and thank you for being patient and understanding.
I was just going to give Christopher a crap because he's the one that set up this interview. And then
Oh,
I
is
thought if
he?
you were talking to him, I'm going to be like, Christopher. But it's a
Well,
word. Just, it's all good.
I wouldn't say that I was or I wasn't.
You'll protect him. Okay. That's funny. Okay. So the question, I'll ask you the same question I just asked Matt before we really dive into some of this. But why did you decide to get involved with Masterpiece? Because I know you've done a lot of interviews now and you really find this product is promising.
Well, I've been on all sides of this issue that this experience that we've all gone through for the last 4 years. I'm releasing my fourth book on this subject: Truth versus Deception, Liberty versus Tyranny, Fact versus Fiction, COVID-19, the whole thing. And I got in 2021 when they're releasing initially the vaccines, and I'm always okay. You release re what's in it? What's in this product? These vaccines, and I was able to do research. Our team to be able to do the research to understand the non-disclosed or the undisclosed ingredients in the major inoculations that they were coming out with, and we all know them by name, and many people have, well, 5.8 billion people have been injected with this material. And the reason it was so concerning is the fact that there was no information other than, a couple of the major ingredients that were disclosed, which was all we know. We hear is mRNA, and also hydrogel, and also which polyethylene glycol. But there's really, not much mention. In fact, when you talk about vaccines, everybody says, oh, they put the, oh, these are the mRNA vaccines. The challenge I had with that was when we started testing the actual ingredients that were undisclosed, is I found that the hydrogel contained over 80% was graphene ferric oxide. And I'm saying, what is this doing in any body? It's cytotoxic, genotoxic, and highly magnetic. And so that's the rabbit hole I went down. Eventually published this paper in 2022 in a peer-reviewed journal. And I'm happy to provide that research with to anyone for free. No charge. Generally, if you're getting information like this, most scientists or universities, academia is going to charge for it. I don't want that. I want the world to know this, and so why this is why this information is provided at a zero charge to the consumers out there. Talking about this then now for over 4 years, I began in Dubai speaking about this before it was actually released in June of 2019 at a conference there. It was the International Tribunal of Natural Justice, and I was actually testifying before a committee of judges, and that's available too. I'll include that as well for people actually listen to that tribunal and the testimony that happened before all this craziness went out. The bottom line is you're working and trying to understand what is going on, the investigations, all the way down to the nano level, using STEM, which is scanning and transmission electron microscopy, directed energy spectroscopy. Not a lot of these, live blood samples under dark field or phase contrast. I mean, they're interesting in the larger pieces, but we're talking about nanotechnology. So we're talking about not micron size, which is 1/25,000th of an inch. We're talking about billionths of an inch. We're talking about millimicron. And these particles cannot be seen by most microscopes that are out there, except in their largest organizations. What I discovered, and the reason I was able to pull these two pieces of the puzzle together, which are very, very important, which people, most people, even those who are so-called experts out there on this, is to understand the delivery of this nanotechnology, which its base, the base of it, of the technology is graphene oxide. That's the base. It's kind of like a foundation of a home. You can put walls up and stories up, but the base of all this technology is based upon a material that's 100 times stronger than steel and in atomic and subatomic size. So what does that mean? It goes everywhere.
What's also the highest, I did a report on this, it's also the highest conductive material they've ever found.
That's right. That's why it's no longer Silicon Valley, it's Graphene Valley. Okay, so if we're talking about computers, you know, I mean, all you have to look or listen to, you know, the WEF and Noah, the doctor, that made this comment, one of the advisors to Klaus Schwab, you know, human beings are now hackable. Yeah. And I want to put this together for you. I mean, what does that mean? We're hackable. And what it means is when you receive this technology, this base of graphene, this base, this magnetic, it can receive and transmit information. And when you activate it, it begins to self-assemble. So, and we have the biosensors, the chips that are actually been identified in the hydrogel and also in the blood of humans and animals. And it's in everyone.
Well, and I also, so I have somebody, go ahead, keep going.
If you've been vaccinated, it's highly likely you've been graphenated with this nanotechnology that has the ability to self-assemble when it's activated, because it works like an antenna, activated with a microwave radio or microwave frequency. What I'm talking about here is 4G and 5G combined with this base technology links human beings, human hearts, human minds, the human body as a whole, animal body, to the internet of humans, to the internet of biological nano things. And this is what's going on.
I interviewed somebody that's an expert in geoengineering. It'll probably air after this one, because I want to get this one out. But he talked about graphene and graphene oxide, which is heated of graphene, is everywhere. It's not just in the vaccines. It's raining down on us through geoengineering. And this guy is considered the top expert, Jim Lee. He has it's bad. It's not, he wasn't just focused on graphene. He was focusing on all heavy metals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a nano element, and you originally asked the question, you know, how did I get involved with Masterpiece? Or the name of the company is Human Consciousness Support, which I think is beautiful, by the way, because that's really the mission of the company, which I have no financial interest in at all. You know, I'm very passionate about my science. And science that is complementary to that, that is going to help awake people, human consciousness, you know, to the truth. And that's why, you know, with my co-author, we've spent tremendous time writing these books to help wake up people on what happened, what is happening, and then what you need to do about it. And the reason that I got involved with human consciousness support, and specifically the man, and Matt and I had many conversations. And the reason why I kept having conversations with him, because I was trying to learn about who this guy is, you know, not from the mindset, but from the soul's.
Sure.
I mean, what is the heart of this person? I mean, he's the CEO of the company. The buck stops there. I want to know what the heart of this person is. Is he in this for the money? Is he in this for power, control? I mean, is he on the same side of these other bad actors? Or where's he coming? And what I learned about Matt is he's genuine. He's the genuine thing. He literally emphasize his company, which is human consciousness of love and light, And his passion was to find a solution. And this is me talking now, a solution to the pollutions, the antidote to the poisoning that's going on.
Your health revolution is one parasite protocol away. Are you ready to reclaim your vitality? Say goodbye to the invaders that have been keeping you sick and embrace a new, healthier you. Here's what you can expect when you embark on this transformative journey. Increased energy. Regain the energy to enjoy life's activities, from playing with your kids to savoring time with your grandchildren. Stress release. Bid farewell to unexplained anxiety and depression caused by parasites. Experience a drastic improvement in mood and newfound balance. Digestive health. Restore harmony to your digestive system by eliminating parasites. Your gut will thank you with improved well-being. Say goodbye to the unseen culprits affecting your health. It's time for a parasite-free life. Reclaim your energy, release stress, and restore digestive health. Join the revolution today. Learn more and buy today at bravetv.store/Sarah. Use coupon code Sarah to save even more.
People aren't sick. I'm going to say this simply. People are not sick. They're poisoned. They've been chemically poisoned, and they're being radiated like frogs in water. The temperature is turning up. While we were lying, asleep, or why we were locked down and quarantined to our homes, they're building tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these cell towers. These are not cell towers. These are bioweapons that literally make the nuclear age obsolete. Obsolete. The technology is so powerful, it can take out a whole city within minutes without destroying one building.
They just send the frequency that they want. With, if you have graphene oxide and all this stuff in your body, they send the frequency you want. They want, and they can create the illness that they're looking for, or emotion, or whatever.
Yeah, so it would be immoral for me to participate in fear mongering, which is false evidence appearing real, without seeing some level of hope or faith. And at that particular time, we had solutions to the pollutions, and that was simply maintaining the alkaline design of the body fluids. Because dis-ease, you're not sick, you're in a cycle of imbalance. You've been poisoned, okay? How do you get these poisons out of the body, particularly nanotechnology? That's a huge question. Huge question, which very few people on the planet, I couldn't even name them on one hand, that literally has the intellect or the understanding of colloidal chemistry, let alone nanocolloidal chemistry, to produce an antidote to the technology that has been disseminated as a weapon of mass destruction. It kills you slowly. So what we're seeing is excess diabetes, mortality. We're seeing excess cancer. All of this has been orchestrated. And we're seeing levels of this excess mortality off the charts. When you compare it to the last 30 years, you combine the last 30 years of excess mortality and death and cancer and diabetes and myocarditis and what have you. You could take all that, and it doesn't even come close to what has happened in the last 24 months, and what is going to happen without an antidote to this. The Georgian stones that were implanted, the inscription that one of the goals of these bad actors was to reduce the surplus population of useless eaters, Kissinger quote, down to 500 million people. Even the censuses for the United States, our own government, says the population of this country, at that time it was a little over 300 million, will be under 90 million people by 2024. So they're off a little bit on their calendar. But the fact that they said that, and we have that in print from government, I mean, that should wake people up.
Can you repeat who
we're talking about?
Where did you find that?
The United States Census did a census projection on the population for the United States of America.
Isn't it incredible that they did that? I know the Deagle Report had that number too. It lines with what
Beagle Report. Yeah. So what we're looking at is we're looking at criminal activity at the highest level, corruption at the highest level, that has seeped down over the people innocently with this claim that everyone needs to be inoculated. It's safe and effective against a virus which has never been purified or isolated. Never. And I can take this back to the same person who marketed a virus theory on an innocent group of people that were diagnosed with HIV. It led to the acquired immune deficiency syndrome or AIDS, which is totally false.
Yeah, that is,
HIV has never been purified and isolated. And that's out of the Nobel Prize winner for his discovery of this so-called virus, admitting that he had never purified an isolation of HIV.
Who?
Montaner.
Yeah, thank you. Luke Montaner.
Okay.
Yep.
So he died in the last few years of his life, not calling this syndrome AIDS, but VAIDS. And VAIDS is vaccine acquired immune disease. And we know the pathology, so it's not a syndrome. So he came clean on this, and rightfully so. And this story is similar to the evolution of the antidote for these pollutions. And so when I was talking to Matt and reviewing, he sent me some bottles. We evaluated this at the highest level using all the methodology, which is outlined in my paper and my future paper on this particular study that we're currently conducting of hopefully 48.
Can you name a few
subjects.
Of the ways, the different ways that you observed and analyzed it just so that they know?
Yeah, we used directed energy spectroscopy to identify the electron signature of this in combination with scanning and transmission electron microscopy, as well as using compound microscopy of bright field, ultimate bright field, phase contrast, and dark field. And we also use fluorescence. There are a lot of other technologies, and it's in my paper. So as far as the technology that our team has in order to validate the ingredients. And I'll send you the list. It's part of this paper, a larger paper, which is over 45 pages, that has two charts in it. One with what these bad acting big pharma companies stated was in these inoculations and the actual ingredients. And I want to say this very loud. These are not mRNA vaccines. That is a lie. It's a distraction. The mRNA that I found was insignificant. Okay. So, bottom line is, what was it doing in there at all? It's a tagging. So when you have a package, and then you have the contents of the package, how do I get that package to a certain destination? I have to address it. The mRNA is the address of where this package is going. That package is hydrogel / polyethylene glycol. In the contents are a magnetic material for connecting human beings up to the Internet of Things, which interact to this wireless network of humans and the cloud without the use of or need of a cell phone. So in this package, I'll finish this and go on, but in this package, it's been coded with an address. It's been painted with an address. It's been tagged. That's why I call these directed energy bioweapons. They've been tagged with nucleic acids of either animal or human sources to drive them to the female-male reproductive system for sterilization, to the brain, to connect the human brain to the Internet of Things, to the heart, which is leading to, you know, excess mortality, inflammations of the heart, myocarditis, pericarditis, these inflammatory conditions which have ended a lot of people's lives. And this whole Wuhan theory, woohoo, you know, is totally false. You know, because it's totally false. It's what false. What happened there in November was a activation of 5G after this technology was implanted in the people of Wuhan. And when they turned it up, okay, and if you're at 2.4 gigahertz, which is microwave oven frequency, you'd never put your head in a microwave. You'd actually cook yourself quickly. That's the kind of radiation that you're being exposed to. But when they send off these antennas, they have multiple antennas, multiple frequencies are compounded to terahertz, which is 1,000 times greater than 2.4 gigahertz, which is terahertz. That's the capability, and nobody survives. So you have to consider what I'm saying very, very serious, because it is a matter of life, your children's life, your family's life. This technology is unsurvivable, and that kind of power is in the hands of bad people.
Okay, you're laying a lot here on us. So why is the Masterpiece product good at removing graphene and graphene oxide? And why is, just for layman's, that was an incredible what you just said. For layman's people, why is it good, and why does it really help get the graphene oxide out of your system?
Because just in physics, in chemistry, there needs to be balance to the equation. Where there's imbalance, there is balance. Where there is dark, there is light. Okay, that is the duality of life. It's called the opposition in all things. There needs to be opposition in all things that we might learn by our experience. What we have is something that is very, very bad. And that's what's happened and what I just explained. We have a technology that has been mindfully infused into us, and now in our water, in our foods, in our soils, and in our air. So everyone has been transfected with this graphene oxide. That is point number one. Do not think that you are immune to this. There is no immunity for this. Immunity doesn't have a chance. It destroys the red and white blood cells. That's why we have spike protein and you know, we have the release of exosomes, which they call viruses, which is more junk science or scientism. It's a misidentification of what's really going on. But the bottom line is you have to have an antidote. Now, getting back to Matt, as I'm listening to him and he's talking in a language which I understand, and I'm going, how did this guy learn this? He didn't learn this at the university, because he already admitted that he hadn't gone to the university, and that's good. And the reason why is because he would have then become educated beyond his intelligence, and he would have been able to understand logically using common sense, you know, what he was able to acquire by a friendship of an unnamed person that is in nanotechnology. I'm a named person. He's an unnamed person that has experience, but he was on the wrong side. He was on the wrong side of this issue. Okay, I'm on the other side.
Is he still actively involved helping? And was it a way? This is what
I really don't know.
It was a way for him to come clean and make a difference. Maybe Matt can answer that.
I think that's Montaigne did. I think that's Duisberg did. You know, book Inventing the AIDS Virus. Get the 1985 publication, Inventing Hepatitis C, Inventing Ebola, Inventing Polio, it's an invention of man which does not exist. Wake up, people. So here you have to It's better that you know nothing than you know something, because the more you know, you get literally sucked into the lie, because there's nothing so false that does not contain an element of truth. And that's what happens. Truth, 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 one big whopping lie. Like viruses don't exist. Like, oh, there is no graphene in these inoculations. Oh, there is no graphene that they're using to purify water to take out microplastics from the water. They're using graphene oxide to do that. So why, what is graphene doing in our water?
That's
So
my point.
you just have to drink the tap water, you get graphinated. You just have to wash your hands, or if you think you're putting on an antibacterial lotion on your hands and you're trying to, you know, you're wearing your mask, you're doing this, and you're literally poisoning yourself with graphene threads in the mask and literally nanotechnology in this. So here's this man. He's talking about things that he's either channeled, you know, from on high, and I don't discount that at all, because we have impressions and we have a soul, and a soul can receive intelligence, especially if they ask for it. And the bottom line, he's telling me about this unnamed person and his background, and everybody would know him, or he could look them up, him up, and that's not the point of this. That's off the subject. The point is, the product that was developed and then restructured, because this doesn't, it exists in nature. The actual colloidal material, the main colloidal material is lake plasma. It's actually a marine plasma. It's from the ocean. It's a very specialized water. And this specialized water is what this technology, then this nanotechnology, is joined together into a colloidal system. Okay, a colloidal system is two dissimilar ingredients that come together and become one. Kind of like spirit and physical matter, it becomes one. Okay, so we are biofilled with a physical body, a suit. I got a jacket, I have flesh. That's a suit. What's inside that suit? A biofield, a spirit, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that's what's under attack. So here he's talking like, wow, this guy's been around the block, you know, and he knows a lot of stuff. And how did he learn this? And we start talking about nanotechnology, and he talks about the masterpiece product, and he starts talking about construct of that product. I says, well, can you look at this? I said, yeah. So he sent me some bottles. I looked at it. The picture behind you is a micrograph of nanotechnology of the zeolite construct. And notice the hexagonal size. It's a six-sided construct, but it's multidimensional. It's not just one layer. It's like a high-rise building with multiple layers to be able to collect. And one of the arguments, if you start reading the 8,000 papers that are out there on zeolite, that are saying, you know, don't take this, you know, it's not good for you, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to
They,
address too. Yeah.
yeah, so they never talk about the fact. In fact, they do talk about this fact that this literally is a magnet for toxic materials that are inside your body. So it will collect lactic acid, it will collect citric acid, it will collect aluminum, it will collect cesium-137, it'll collect, you know, all of these radioactive.
Does it collect things that are good for you that you need in your body and
No,
deplete
it
the good?
can't.
And why is that?
Absolutely
Because
not.
that's a lot of the argument I hear too. Why is that?
Well, that just shows the ignorance of people. Excuse me for
But
saying that.
why? Yeah, no,
They
that's
don't,
fine, but
I mean,
why? Why does it not like take
why?
the
Because
iron out of your?
electromagnetics, it's about charge. When you're dealing with a colloidal system, you have to say, well, okay, what is the system? Okay, it's two dissimilar ingredients. A liquid, what is the liquid? Marine fluids, okay, marine plasma, salt water, okay, at a very high concentration. Well, what's the other element? It's zeolite. It's colloidal zeolite that has been engineered down to an atomic and subatomic level. Whoa. Means it goes everywhere. Once it's inside your body and it passes all of these barriers, which it will, tissue barriers, cell barriers, you know, goes right into the cell. That's important to understand. Right into the interstitial fluid, it flows all throughout the body, which is the largest organ of the human body, which is called the interstitium. Note this point, that's not even taught in medical school. In fact, they just recognized the fact that this is the largest organ of the body in 2019, 2020. And yes, there's now stacking effect of research that's being done on this large organ. It's not the skin, folks. You didn't know this. You didn't know that the stomach doesn't digest food. You didn't know that. You didn't know that the white blood cells don't protect you. It's the stomach that's protecting it. You didn't know that the stomach produces baking soda. You didn't know that either. You didn't know that the interstitial fluid is why we have metastatic cancer, because when you have leakage into the fluids, it goes everywhere through the interstitium. You didn't know that. You didn't know that cancer is not a disease of the cell. It's a disease of the fluids of the body. You didn't know that graphene oxide is the foundational platform for connecting human beings up to the Internet of Humans, Internet of Things in the cloud, controlled by the Committee of 300. You didn't know that there's patents on everything that I'm saying. Everything I'm saying. You didn't know that there's an antidote for this. It's called Masterpiece. This is the antithesis of electromagnetics. Electromagnetics, you cannot have a negative charge without a positive side. This was the work of Warburg, who received the Nobel Prize for what? Finding the cure for cancer. What did Dr. Young find? Found the cure for cancer. What happens to people to find the cure for cancer? They get arrested. They get thrown in jail.
That's true.
They get minimized. Why? Because you can't have a cure for cancer. You can't have a cure for diabetes. I was just on the phone of a childhood type 1 diabetic who's now been insulin-free for 18 years because he applied the principles as, I don't want to be diabetic anymore. What do I do to resolve this? This is the science. I call it the pH miracle science, which is addressing the cause and effect relationship. Opposite again, polarity is a pole. In magnets, you have a positive pole. You have a negative pole. What happens when they come together? They connect. What is graphene? What is its surface charge? Positive. What is zeolite in the form that we've constructed? What is its surface charge? Negative. What happens to graphene oxide, which is positive pole, and a zeolite construct of marine lipids, not marine lipids, marine plasma, you see, marine plasma. What happens to these polarities of the zeolite? Zeolite's negatively surface. Graphene is negative. Like all these toxins that we talk about are negatively charged. What happens? They come together and they form a connection which cannot be broken. Now what you have is you have all of the bad actors inside your body. You have the ferric oxide, the graphene oxide. You have PFOS, PFOA, the synthetic biology. You have the polyethylene glycol. You have the phosgene, which is a byproduct of burning off vinylidene dichloride, which was caught on fire. They actually started the fire when they tipped over the train wreck at East Palestine. This was all orchestrated to put more poison into the air. This is raining down upon us. So you have to have an opposite polarity. The reason why it doesn't take out the good stuff or it doesn't hurt the cells is because they're negative in charge. And what happens when you try to put two polarities of the same charge together? Have you tried to do that? What happens? You can't do it. What happens when you flip it? And this now is the positive charge of this negative. What happens? They collect. See, that's why when you're talking to someone, you have to understand the four S's. And one of those S's is surface charge. What is the surface charge of a healthy cell? Negative. What happens if you put zeolite in there? Is it going to connect to the cell? No, it's going to repel. Because opposites attract, similars repel. So I answered your question, is why doesn't this take the good stuff? Because the good stuff is all reduced. It's negatively charged. That's why I tell people to drink alkaline water. Why would you want to drink alkaline water? And people say, well, because it'll neutralize the hydrochloric acid. You didn't know this. You didn't know that hydrochloric acid is a waste product of sodium bicarbonate production, and that the stomach does not digest a single particle of food. Its main purpose is to alkalize the food to prepare it for biological transformation in the crypts of the small intestine. You didn't know, and the world doesn't know, that blood is not made in the marrow of the bones. The blood is in the crypts of the small intestine. It's health, then marrow to the bones. That's the scripture. I just quoted it literally. Health in the navel, marrow to the bones, strength in the loins and the sinews, power to the person who hears my words and does exactly as a spokesperson for God himself. I'm telling you exactly where blood is made. It's made in the core. If you're taking enzymes, you're doing exactly the opposite. You're destroying the environment of the gut, because people don't realize that there is no such thing as healthy bacteria. There's no such thing, you know, as good or bad bacteria. All of it represents cellular breakdown products. The body prepares the food, and the main organ for preparation and the main organ providing protection for the human body is the stomach. And it prepares the food. There's glands in our body. We have a pancreatic gland. We have pylorus glands. We have lubricant glands. We have glands. We have salivary glands. They all secrete baking soda. Where are you going to learn this?
Are you going to read? I've never heard it before. Honest God,
the reason you haven't heard it, Sarah, is because you would have knowledge. Therefore, you would have power, and you would have to then you would then realize that you must be the cure you want to see. You can no longer trust your medical doctor, your health doctor. They've all been contaminated with scientism. All of them, with exception.
There are some.
All of them.
Yeah.
There are some that understand that the stomach is an organ of contribution, and it's at the whole of immunity. And if you alkalize and neutralize the hydrochloric acid, which happens to be in every big pharma's drugs, they use HCLs. And if you start reading nutraceuticals, they put the poison in there too. It's HCL, hydrochloric acid. Masterpiece neutralizes hydrochloric acid. Any product that neutralizes hydrochloric acid and will combine because of its opposite polarity, graphene oxide, I'm on board with that. The reason I'm on board with it is not because I make any money, because I don't. I haven't asked for one single penny. And Matt will attest to that. All I've stated is, how can I help? I'm interested in this. And my help now has been an educational process for me to understand, by viewing this for myself, not being told what it is, but testing for what it is. And now that we've gone through a preliminary study showing the effects, which exceed over 70% of those three people that participated, reduced over 10 toxic substances from their bodies in 35 days. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, if I really love and care about people like I do, why wouldn't I stand up for this?
We
all have our past. What's that?
I was going to say, there are some doctors that are like going nuts. Like, they're offended and with huge, it's like this ego. Like, I don't know. They're just, instead of, have they reached out to you to have dialogue and to look at the lab results? Or are they just going nuts to try to close us down without actually looking at the information?
There's a big word here. It's called pride. And it's about, wait a minute, I spent 14 years. I mean, we should never stop learning. Our
education
goes from birth and to death. And to lay all your credibility in some piece of paper, you spent a lot of time becoming whatever you've become. An engineer, a doctor of whatever site, all of this architecture. But you have to open up to learning new things. You have to be open to that.
That's right.
You don't know everything. And I don't know everything. I know what I know. And I know what you don't know. And I know what Matt doesn't know. But maybe I can empower you and empower your audience to understand that simply taking three drops of Masterpiece three times a day, or taking it five drops, you know, in the morning and night, because I believe in a principle that's called less is more. Less is more, and more is less, and less more often is better than more less often. So it's better to take three drops three times a day than five drops two times a day. You spread it across the board. So your body is constantly receiving this life force energy, these negative surface charges, which have an affinity to pick up their opposite chick. Think of them as a bachelor, you know, going around your body, you know, picking up these chicks, you know, these, maybe that's a bad example, but it's opposite polarity. You see, these are negatively charges picking up positive toxic charges, you know, and that's why, you know, that alkalinity, when you're looking at the scale from 0 to 14, you want to maintain the alkaline design of your interstitial fluid is 8.4 at negative 80 millivolts. The only way you can test with that, because you can't go to the doctor, they don't test for it. They may test your pH, but their range is between 5.5 to 9. And that is just irresponsible, because the pH scales to the power of 10, which means if you have a urine pH of 6 and it should be 9, well, do the math. The difference is 6 to 7 is 10 times, 7 to 8 is 100 times, and 8 to 9 is 1,000 times. What it's stating in that test, which is a measurement of acid and alkalinity, is that you're 1,000 times more acidic than normal. And guess what? That's the world's population. And especially if you've been injured by polluted foods, waters, you know, toxic foods, acidic foods, toxic water, toxic air, you know. You can't even trust organic anymore.
No.
I mean, it's getting to a point where you have to.
Yeah, if it's getting rained on by all sorts of pollution, right. What do you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So, okay, so, this is. Go
so
ahead.
That's how I got involved with Matt, you know, and I've been kind of.
I can unpack a little bit of this.
I have a very practical question that I think is important. You said three drops three times a day is better than five drops twice a day. But to the people who are eager to take, well, five drops are good, why don't I just take five drops three times a day, or eight drops four times a day? I'll get more of it. Why is that?
No. It's not,
why is that not
no,
good?
Because less is more and more is less. Bigger is not better. Size does matter. In this case, it's not something bigger. It's something smaller. It's something that can pass into the interstitial fluids and be carried to every organ cell, every organ, gland, and tissue. How do I get it to the brain? How do I get it to the, through the protective areas of the reproductive organs? How do I get it there? Why? Because you want to nullify, you want to demagnetize, you want to connect this technology, its surface charge negative, to these toxic positively charged particulates. And once you've done that, you collected it. So here is the important key. Once you page these monsters that have been poured upon you, that are being literally infiltrated into Cheerios and into oats and every food thing you can imagine, with malicious etiology behind it, you have to protect yourself because no one else will. And so you have to understand that once this stuff is collected and caged, you have to open up the channels of elimination. For women, that's urination, defecation, perspiration, respiration, and menstruation. And if you're a woman that's menstruating, that's a blessing, because that's a monthly detox that women go through.
Yeah, you do feel and better after you're done. It's interesting. Keep going.
You do, because you're detoxing all of these toxins to prepare the uterus for fertilization and you're preparing for a pregnancy. That's what the body does for a woman every month. But it's a blessing. That's why women live longer. You know, they live longer because they are doing more detoxing. They have five orifices. Men only have four, you know, maybe less. But no, four, which is urination, defecation, perspiration, respiration. So if those are congested, you need to open those up. So you have to you have to improve circulation, improve elimination, while you're hyperperfusing alkalinity into the body fluids and preparing the environment, the core, your core health, an environment that can start building healthy blood. Because this is something you didn't know, Sarah, and I don't know if Matt's heard me say this. The foundational stem cell is the blood cell. The reason why it's non-nucleated is because it biologically differentiates, transforms, redifferentiation into every single body. So skin is made from blood. Muscle is made from blood. Bone is made from blood. All of your organs and glands are made from blood. The quality of your organs and glands and muscles are made from blood. Blood is made from four ingredients: chlorophyll, oil, water, and salt. Those are your four food groups. And when I take bodybuilders, when I take athletes in the world and work with them, and people go, you know, how come Tom Brady, you know, or Djokovic, how can they be playing at the level they play at the age they are? Why are they not flatlining and falling over? You know, they're not 20-year-olds.
Just for the record, Robert Young works as hard as any guy I've seen at any age, and he's 72 years old. And look how his mind still works and how he just fires and goes. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Okay, well, somebody told me I was 27. That was, you know, the reverse of 72.
They're dyslexic.
It's 27 instead of 72. But anyway, that was the joke. Yeah, I just had a birthday. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you can laugh at that. Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. But anyway, I thought it was funny because someone said, "How old are you?" And I said, "Well, how old do you think I am?" He said, "Person that I know said, oh, you're 27." You know, so she reversed the numbers. So that, and I said, 27, really? I said, well, no, I'm 72. I said, well, it's the reverse of that. You act like you're 27 years old. But no, I think like I'm 27. Actually, I wouldn't take that. I think like past 29, because I didn't know what I wanted to be at the age of 29. You know, I'd retired from professional sport going into, you know, biology and back into biology and science and colloidal chemistry. It's not something that most people would attract to, but that was one of my goals, is to go this direction. I had no idea it would take me to this particular point. But the bottom line is, when we're talking about Tom, when we're talking about Novak, the reason they're at their highest level is because they understand the importance of maintaining the alkaline design of the body fluids, and they know that when they're overproducing an acid called lactic acid through metabolism, that if they don't get that out, if they don't chelate that out, you know, and they're sweating, yes, but they have the volume of lactic acid that's being produced at that particular level, you have to move it quickly. And when you understand this new biology, this new chemistry, this new science, it's actually not new, it's old, but you divorce yourself from all the lies what health really means, you know, that you realize that an alkalizing lifestyle, like the live it, because I don't like the word diet, it has the word die in it, and people that are on a diet are dying. People on a live it are living their dreams. And Masterpiece is one of the tools that you have to deal with the nanotechnology that's being spewed upon us everywhere, everyone, everywhere. And it's harming animals, it's harming birds, it's harming all of us. And it interacts with electromagnetic frequencies. And the solution to the pollution is Masterpiece, because it is the right technology at the right time that will chelate these poisons. And it's doing it broad spectrum. And we're going into a double-blinded placebo test here of 48 subjects
Oh, good.
At varying ages, running from 25 all the way up to 85, we're putting these people on this protocol without changing anything else, but just adding this, because we already know what the result, we anticipate what the result's going to be, because we did these first three subjects, which I'll provide this information to anyone who is listening to this. I'll provide this information to them. In addition, there's things that you can do to help support the alkaline design of the body. It's a product called Four Salts to improve circulation. There's a product called L-Arginine Max to deal with the parasites, which were part of this inoculation, particularly malaria-type parasites that I'm finding in people. They're called microfilariae, and also the Trypanosoma cruzi and brucei parasites. I'm seeing these as carriers of this technology, this graphene oxide technology, throughout the body, and it's in the blood. So there's a product from pine needle oil. Put a few drops in water, you drink it, it takes it out. The other chelator, which is also very good, is a French green clay from a city from the Montmorillon, France. It's called Montmorillonite. There's several places other than France that you can get it, but it's called Terra Firma. It's a pH miracle product, Terra Firma clay, that will actually adsorb and absorb. And the action on the masterpiece product and this nanotechnology works on this concept of adsorbing and then absorbing. Adsorbing means it takes any positively charged toxin, acid, attracts it to its surface, and then pulls it into its structure. That's absorbing. And that's what Terra Firma clay does. And you can bathe in it. You can take it orally. It literally eliminates, you know, these toxins. But it's an additional level of reducing the toxicity or the poisons that are now being introduced into our body. These are just some of the tools. I would suggest that you check out my book, The pH Miracle, Revised and Updated. It's pub date 2010. This book has sold over 10 million worldwide. It's in 29 different languages. I just published my book in Italian on cancer, The pH Miracle for Cancer, in Italian and in French. Yeah, in French. So these are books that have come out, in addition to the Truth versus Deception series. So I've in the last 12 months I've produced a tremendous amount of material, plus published several articles. If you want to read this, there is no charge for going to my website. I don't know if you have that or not. It's drrobertyoung.com, and you go to the scientific articles I have for you. All you have to do is do a search. There's over 600 articles there that cover all of this. So if you don't have resources, if you have a computer, you go there and you want more, just give me your email address and I will send you at no charge 60 articles that cover everything you need to know about Masterpiece, with videotapes, my Harvard lecture, my interview in Dubai vaccines in 2019, all of this, plus 60 other articles, even on salts and on digestion, so you can understand everything and do it at your level or your speed for no charge. This is all free.
That's awesome. I'll have all those links below so people can check it out. That's incredible. Thank you so much for us. This is just incredible. Matt, you said that you would unpack it a little bit. I want to give you the chance to do that.
Absolutely. Which part?
I don't know.
So we can talk about why Masterpiece, with the evidence and the factual, and that, you know, I'm into real facts and evidence and proof. I'm not into anecdotal. You know, I like to have the goods, right? So what we did when we were only 3 months old was we, Carolyn Mansfield, she came to me. She has done many studies and a lot of analyzing of health supplement company products for two decades. She came to me and said, I have a place that can test for graphene oxide and for some forever chemicals. And would you like to do a study because she had been working down at a COVID vaccine injury clinic. She had been watching some of the different protocols that were being done there. She was analyzing live blood analysis from people that would go through these different oxygen chambers, ozoning their blood, hyperbaric chambers, all different types of things that they were trying to remove and help out these people that were vaccine injured. And she had an idea of what she thought would work the best. So we worked out a game plan for a month or two. We put all the money, because we had no investors with this. There was no investors. So it was all, we took what we got in right at the beginning and put it all into taking people's blood. You know, if we wouldn't have gotten, if the results wouldn't have been that promising, or if it would have shown that Masterpiece doesn't work that good, I probably would have hung it up. Well, I would have hung it up. I told everybody at that time that I'm not going to be a part of, I don't need to sell snake oil. I'd already given up a life of consumerism and everything else a long time ago. So we took three people's blood, and we were the first, and I still believe to this day, the only place who has taken people's blood, tested it for graphene oxide, and gotten back the results. I could be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that fact. And so when we did that, we put them on Masterpiece. And right before we got the results back, Carolyn Mansfield, who at the time was going to remain anonymous, because this graphene oxide is obviously a pretty risky, hot topic kind of deal. And she came to me one day and said, hey, you should probably get a hold of Robert Young. And I'm like, who is this guy? I knew nothing about him. I don't know a lot of people, to be honest. And she said, well, get a hold of him. He'll know what to do with this, because you need help. I said, okay. So I told him what I had got going on, the zeta potential, the particle size range, what we were looking at with the polydispersity and the different analysis that we had gotten and whatnot. And he listened. And but he really wanted the results of this test to know if this thing worked or not. And so what the most amazing thing that we found out was, it wasn't just a broad spectrum. We tested people for microplastics. We tested them for polyethylene, which is, you know, hydrogel, graphene oxide, heavy metals. And it didn't just bring down everybody's level significantly. We, it got the graphene out the best. So it really seemed to be almost like a graphene buster, but I don't want to say buster, because you don't want to bust up graphene. You really want to neutralize the charge of it.
Right.
Yeah, totally. So you got this thing in you that is positively magnetically charged, and it's doing what they want it to be doing. And so when you see this picture behind me, that is a couple nanometers. I don't know exactly how big, but you're in almost the sub nano level. You're at 100,000 magnification. That's 100,000 magnification, which is way beyond normal microscopes and dark field microscopy ability. So you see these hexagon pieces, that is the zeolite. See how they're all so close to the right kind of spacing apart from each other and everything too, because they share the same magnetic charge. So they're going to have distance, right? They're going to repel. Okay. And then that goop that's keeping it all together, that stuff that you can't see, those individual things, that's because that is the marine plasma minerals, which are so small, they're ions. And you can't even see them at 100,000 magnification. That's how bioavailable they are. So when this thing goes into a body, because all you got to do is, here you go. This is what you do. Keep your bottle on you. Tastes good. Tastes really good, actually. I take two or three drops. I take it every hour.
It doesn't taste bad. It's like a water thing. It's not like you're eating a piece of candy that's amazing, but it's just right. Not. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not gross. Yeah.
There's no preservative in it. There's nothing in it besides minimize the best size possible zeolite and marine plasma. And so when we actually got back the results of these people's blood tests in the, what we call the cellular toxin study, they were mind-blowing. We did a video at the time with Dr. Carrie Madej and Carolyn Mansfield. Everybody was shook up and full of tears. It was a very hopeful moment for humanity. The implications to this is huge. I certainly didn't really think, I didn't have a game plan that was going to work out this good for mankind. I kind of measure the success of everything by how many families are getting Masterpiece in their bodies. From that point, Robert Young, started helping and with videos, but he does it on his own volition because he stands for the truth. I think anybody that knows his path and his life and what he's been about sees that at all costs, he has stood for the truth, and he's lost a lot more than all these other people that claim to be for the truth. We got a huge pushback going on right now. A lot of inaccurate information, highly incorrect, a lot of missteps by a lot of high esteemed scientists, doctor types, which will probably not bode well in the end for them, because we do have the truth on our side. We do have the evidence and the facts, and we have more forms of analysis than any health supplement product that I'm aware of, because we have electron microscope, the nanosite. We have so much. We go for it. We don't spend money on marketing. We spend money on studies and getting more proof and facts. And so this is a lot of people out there that have put their whole reputation off of telling people the right type of protocol to be healthy. They've told people, this is how you think, this is how things really work. They got a lot of titles on their names. And so when something comes along that is the most natural a product can be, there's not even a preservative in this. Okay. This is something and something that comes in and performs this well. It's going to disrupt it makes a lot of products obsolete. And a lot of these doctors are affiliates with these well-known, been around a long time product companies. And this is going to affect some people's bottom line. And I think what we are going to find out is who's actually seriously for the truth and helping humanity, and who's really only for the truth up until the time where it gets into their pocketbook, or maybe affects their ego or their pride. Well, and that's what we're
currently. Yeah, I've lived well. I know this is going to get ugly, but so I have two questions for you that are pretty important. The charts and proving it that it works is extremely important because the claims are so big, right? A lot of supplements, they're not claiming what you're claiming. So it's so important that you prove this out. That's why I'm so glad you doubled the size of your study.
But we don't make claims. Yes. We are, we're blessed. We're exponentially growing out for the world. And so we're able to do 48. We didn't even think we were going to be able to do that a month ago. And so,
claims are
we want the facts.
Well, the claims are at this point because on the three trials recipients, heavy metals and other things are removed, but graphene oxide at plus 70% in over 90 days. That's a big claim. So you have to prove it. And you guys,
that's a blood test.
It's a
blood test at a lab. Yeah. where these three test subjects were purposely not told how high their levels were so that they wouldn't go out and do any other protocol. And, they wouldn't freak out and go try to figure out other ways and take other products. And, they took Masterpiece the way they were supposed to. Two of the three people took the same zeolite powder, but they only took it for like 2 weeks or to a month of the 90 days. One person never took any of it. She said she didn't like the taste of it. It tastes like chalk. So she didn't even take it. And, when you're taking blood by the same phlebotomist, sending it to the same lab, a rinse and repeat scenario, you have a baseline, you have 35 days, and then we did another rinse and repeat at 90 days. And you know, it was really good to learn a lot, learn just how much we're being transfected. The incoming bombardment of toxins and poisons that we're breathing in every second that we're taking a breath, that's in all of our stuff. It's coding all this stuff. Robert Young, he has a PowerPoint presentation where he shows the cloud seeding patent for graphene. So, I mean, it's undeniable.
Like what I said.
And I am very personal friends with the largest organic farming supply distributor in the United States. He supplies for over 4,500 farm fields. He's 77. He's been doing it for over five decades. The guy kind of knows a little bit about it. He has his own radionics machine and all kinds of stuff. He's way ahead of what other places do and so forth. And he and I'm looking at the stack right now. He gives me all the soil samples that I want to look at. We have aluminum coming down from the sky. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a darn soil sample because he's got a bunch of them always in his place. And I'm going to send that off and see how much graphene comes back in a soil sample.
That would be perfect because we know what's in there. That's what I'm being told.
That I just had that thought.
You should talk to Jim.
Jim Lee,
because they're doing all that studies. I mean, they have all that data, but I got to ask you another important question that people want to know. And it is important. Where is the money coming
from? Ask the toughest questions you can.
Yeah. Where is the money coming from to be able to handle this?
Before we opened up in July.
Yeah.
I had a moving company for 7 years. The guy that would do all the extra research and work with me, his name is Matt Senna. He was one of my workers. And I had a very high reputation moving company, and I would go out and I would do extra work because I owned my own my little property, my simple little life. I didn't have any bills, taxes. I'm not really liking this. I'm not trying to be a part of the system on any level. So whenever anything came up with the money, I worked at my moving company. Pack Pros Professional Movers.
No, that's fair. That's fair. So this is self-funded.
You
self-funded all of this. And then people are volunteering.
I did this for humanity.
Scientists are donating their time. Carolyn Mansfield, Robert Young, you guys are all holy crap, we need this. So I'm going to donate my time.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a gentleman involved. And the part that he helped me with was understanding everything I know now, but really just showing me what size the zeolite needed to get down to and then how to get it down to that size. That was all he did. He didn't really work on the other parts, the formulation or anything like that. He owns a well-respected nano lab that is he's got patents that are being used to harm humanity. This was weighing very heavy on his heart as I became very, I talked with him for many months, many hours at nighttime. I know everything about him and what had happened with his career and how, so he was having a hard time with dealing with, life. And so him getting the opportunity to work countless hours and everything he's ever learned, he put into helping me just to help humanity out. And then when I would ask him, like, how can I compensate you? How can I possibly give to you back on this? He says, you get it out to mankind and that'll be that. That'll be all I ever wanted. That's all I want. And he's told me that four or five times. I don't even call him anymore. It's been so many months. There's nothing to talk about anymore because we got this stuff figured out, you know, everything's figured out on it.
There might
be a time to
call him again to find something out, but in general.
Oh, yeah. Just to have a good friend conversation. You know, when I did, the couple of times I've called him just to, I just told him a lot of testimonials of people feeling better, sleeping better, dreaming better, having a heightened emotional state of being. Guess what? When these nasty, unnatural things aren't in you transponding and bogging your cellular activity and the natural things that your body is supposed to be doing. When you're depoisoned, you do feel better.
My husband, I haven't been sleeping as much. And my husband, and that's something I really need. He needs less sleep than I do. And I've been going to bed later and getting up earlier. And he's like, you're up already? I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to,
you know, a lot of times our sleep patterns, it can, yeah. Yeah. What the, hey, you know, you're meant to be completely natural. You're not meant to have these man-made unnatural things in your body. And the more you get that stuff out of you, your body goes through its natural reset. Some people sleep more, some people sleep less.
Yeah.
Eventually, if it doesn't happen right off the beginning, but you're going to feel better. You're going to have heightened, better energy levels. You'll notice that your toleration for each other or for your family, for your pets, for your community, for people, your mood, your attitude is better. It's heightened. It just feels good to be depoisoned.
I love that you said that to me the other day when right before I was going in the store and you're like, the people who have a higher consciousness, they treat everyone better. You're not bickering. You're not angry. It's just a more beautiful place to be.
Yes. You're positively affecting your close environment, your community. You're improving what's around you. You're the center of your life. You're the center of your world. And so everything that you come into contact with does better. And that's why people would want to even go against this in a way where they have to do as much inaccurate, doxing, and I don't know how to put it, it's a shame, but I believe that as everybody's consciousness gets better, maybe we'll get better at that too.
We'll grow, we'll be better. So this is getting long, so we need to have a final word from both of you. And I know, Dr. Young, you have a lot to say. So let's close this out with what you want everybody to just know.
Well, I want them to know, number one, is they're not sick. They're being poisoned by the food they're eating, the air they're breathing, the water they're drinking, the pharmaceuticals that they're taking, the nutraceuticals they're taking. They're not being addressed with this this transfection of all those areas of our life with a very poisonous cytotoxic, genotoxic, magnetic material called graphene oxide that has a surface charge that's positive. The masterpiece is, and I should say, may be the antidote to this as we continue with our research.
Right.
And that antidote is to use the same construct. And if you look at the construct, the only difference in it is really its charge. This is a negatively charged material that attracts to the graphene, to the aluminum, to these heavy metals, to these poisons, these forever chemicals, these plastics will attract to this, and it doesn't break it down. It connects with it and cages it so it cannot get out. So that is masterpiece. That is the technology that may be the antidote to all of these chemicals which are being poured upon us, that are now in our soils and in our water, in our air, in our foods, and regardless of how they decide to stay, whether it's organic or inorganic, you're getting poisoned, and that's why you're tired. That's why you know you're experiencing lightheadedness or dizziness or muddled thinking, or you're clotting. This is all caused by chemical and radiation poisoning. And so what I would suggest to you is that education is the power that you can save yourself and your loved ones, not vaccination. Education, not medication. Fire your doctor. Start trusting your farmer. You need to trust your farmer more than you trust your doctor. And incorporate new doctors. Dr. Chlorophyll, Dr. Clay, Dr. Oxygen, Dr. Oil, Dr. Water, Dr. Salt, Dr. Sunshine, and of course, Dr. Sexercise or exercise. So those are the seven doctors that we need to put back into our lives and take back the sovereign rights of your body. You must be the cure you want to see. You need to be the health you want to see. No one else is going to give that. You need to empower yourself with education. And that's the key. As Hosea said in the good book, my people perish because of ignorance, of lack of knowledge. Empower yourself with this knowledge. Protect yourself and then begin to protect your loved ones. Masterpiece is the solution to the pollutions.
I think we should end it there. What do you think, Matt? Unless you have something
else to
add.
I can't outdo that. Okay. It's just not going to work. I'm just very blessed and fortunate to have this amazing team to get to do such an awesome duty and job to help out my fellow man and woman. It's just it's a fairy tale. It's a dream world I live in. I have a beautiful, healthy, happy family that has been just incredibly supportive for me to be able to get to, you know, do my part in this. But this is a beautiful thing. We have the most intelligent master discerners from truth, from, you know, that can understand truth and look at facts and not and keep things logical. And, you know, all these incredible people, just like hopefully you, Sarah, you know, just coming aboard and being a part of this. And you know, we got to fight to make our world the best place that it can while we still got it here.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Nice to meet you, Sarah. All the best to you and your family. God bless you.
Thank you.